Hello, friends, and welcome to the Celeb News Ride Home for Monday, December 9th, 2019. I'm your host, Kate Raft, and I'm here to talk to you about something very near and dear to my heart, celebrity gossip. Today's topics, the Golden Globe nominees are out, and we're going to get into all of the nominees as well as the snubs. Beyoncé is on the cover of Elle magazine talking about the stress of being a working mom. And Lil Nas X opens up about his own struggles after paying tribute to the rapper Juice WRLD, who passed away yesterday at the age of 21. Here's what you missed today in the world of celebrity news. Ah yes, the Golden Globe Awards, a place where both film and TV stars can come together to get blackout drunk and win some statues. It's truly a beautiful occasion, and today, folks, the nominations are out. I personally love the Golden Globes. They're kind of a great litmus test for what's to come with the much more important and much more sober Academy Awards, but also they're just kind of weird. The Golden Globes are weird. The voting body behind the Golden Globes is this group called the Hollywood Foreign Press Association that's basically just 90 people, and it's made up of international journalists. It's confusing and kind of odd, and they usually make at least a couple really questionable choices with their nominees. And also, in case you forgot, Ricky Gervais is hosting the ceremony next year for a record 5th time. So without further ado, here are the nominees for the January 5th, 2020 Golden Globe Awards. The nominees for Best Motion Picture Drama are 1917, The Irishman, Joker, Marriage Story, and The Two Popes. The nominees for Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture Drama are Cynthia Erivo in Harriet, Scarlett Johansson in Marriage Story, Saoirse Ronan in Little Women, Charlize Theron in Bombshell, and Renee Zellweger in Judy. The nominees for Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture Drama are Christian Bale in Ford v Ferrari, Antonio Banderas in Pain and Glory, Adam Driver in Marriage Story, Joaquin Phoenix in Joker, and Jonathan Pryce in The Two Popes. The nominees for Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy are Ana de Armas in Knives Out, Awkwafina in The Farewell, Cate Blanchett in Where'd You Go, Bernadette, Beanie Feldstein in Booksmart, and Emma Thompson in Late Night. The nominees for Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy are Daniel Craig in Knives Out, Roman Griffin Davis in Jojo Rabbit, Leonardo DiCaprio in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Taron Egerton in Rocket Man, and Eddie Murphy in Dolomite Is My Name. The nominees for Best Motion Picture Animated are Frozen 2, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, The Lion King, Missing Link, and Toy Story 4. The nominees for Best Motion Picture Foreign Language are The Farewell, USA, Les Miserables, France, Pain and Glory, Spain, Parasite, South Korea, and Portrait of a Lady on Fire, France. The nominees for Best Performance by an Actress in a Supporting Role in any motion picture are Kathy Bates in Richard Jewell, Annette Bening in The Report, Laura Dern in Marriage Story, Jennifer Lopez in Hustlers, and Margot Robbie in Bombshell. The nominees for Best Performance by an Actor in a Supporting Role in any motion picture are Tom Hanks in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Anthony Hopkins in The Two Popes, Al Pacino in The Irishman, Joe Pesci in The Irishman, and Brad Pitt in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. The nominees for Best Director for a Motion Picture are Bong Joon-ho for Parasite, Sam Mendes for 1917, Todd Phillips for Joker, Martin Scorsese for The Irishman, Quentin Tarantino for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. The nominees for Best Screenplay for a Motion Picture are Noah Baumbach for Marriage Story, Bong Joon-ho and Han Jin-won for Parasite, Anthony McCarten for The Two Popes, Quentin Tarantino for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Steven Zaillian for The Irishman. The nominees for Best Original Song for a Motion Picture are Beautiful Ghosts from Cats, which is written by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Taylor Swift, I'm Gonna Love Me Again from Rocket Man, The music's by Elton John, lyrics by Bernie Taupin. Into the Unknown from Frozen 2, written by Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez. And Spirit from The Lion King, which was written by Timothy McKenzie, Ilya Salmanzada, and Beyonce. And the last nominee for song is Stand Up from Harriet, which was written by Joshua Brian Campbell and Cynthia Erivo. The nominees for Best Television Series Drama are Big Little Lies, The Crown, Killing Eve, The Morning Show, and Succession. The nominees for Best Performance by an Actress in a TV Drama are Jennifer Aniston for The Morning Show, Olivia Colman for The Crown, Jodie Comer for Killing Eve, Nicole Kidman for Big Little Lies, and Reese Witherspoon for The Morning Show. The nominees for Best Performance by an Actor in a TV Drama are Brian Cox for Succession, Kit Harington for Game of Thrones, Rami Malek for Mr. Robot, Tobias Mendez for The Crown, and Billy Porter for Pose. The nominees for Best TV Series Musical or Comedy are Barry, Fleabag, The Kaminsky Method, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and The Politician. The nominees for Best Performance by an Actress in a TV Musical or Comedy are Christina Applegate for Dead to Me, Rachel Brosnahan for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Kirsten Dunst for On Becoming a God in Central Florida, and Natasha Lyonne for Russian Doll, as well as Phoebe Waller-Bridge for Fleabag. The nominees for Best Performance by an Actor in a TV Series, Musical, or Comedy are Michael Douglas for The Kaminsky Method, Bill Hader for Barry, Ben Platt for The Politician, Paul Rudd for Living With Yourself, and Rami Youssef for Rami. The nominees for Best Television Limited Series or Motion Picture Made for TV are Catch-22, Chernobyl, Fosse Verdon, The Loudest Voice, and Unbelievable. The nominees for Best Performance by an Actress in a Limited Series or Motion Picture Made for TV, Caitlin Dever for Unbelievable, Joey King for The Act, Helen Mirren for Catherine the Great, Merritt Weaver for Unbelievable, and Michelle Williams for Fosse Verdon. The nominees for Best Performance by an Actor in a Limited Series or Motion Picture Made for TV Movie are Christopher Abbott for Catch-22, Sacha Baron Cohen for The Spy, Russell Crowe for The Loudest Voice, Jared Harris for Chernobyl, and Sam Rockwell for Fosse Verdon. The nominees for Best Performance by an Actress in a Supporting Role in a Series, Limited Series, or Motion Picture Made for Television are Patricia Arquette for The Act, Helena Bonham Carter for The Crown, Toni Collette for Unbelievable, Meryl Streep for Big Little Lies, and Emily Watson for Chernobyl. The nominees for Best Performance by an Actor in a Supporting Role in a Series, Limited Series, or Motion Picture Made for Television are Alan Arkin for The Kaminsky Method, Kieran Culkin for Succession, Andrew Scott for Fleabag, Stellan Skarsgård for Chernobyl, and Henry Winkler for Barry. So there you have it. Those are your 2019 Golden Globe nominations. Wow, folks, we did it. We read them all. Bravo.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Wow. Okay. that was a lot. Thanks for listening through all those nominations. I mean, you gotta hear them. You gotta know them. It's important stuff. And listen, we're not done talking about the Golden Globes. We're gonna dig into this stuff and get into it. First things first, we have to talk about the elephant in the room, okay? The live-action Lion King is nominated in the animation category. What? What blasphemy is this? I feel gaslit. I mean, I have been gaslit. I thought the movie was live action. And now it's animated? I mean. Obviously, people had a lot of feelings about this year's nominees. So let's do it. Let's go through the Golden Globes award season snubs. It's time for
award season snubs.
Award season snubs. The first glaring snub is obviously the depressing lack of female directors nominated. The LA Times covered this snub saying, quote, "This year's Golden Globes director nominations prove the Hollywood Foreign Press Association still has a sexism problem. Throughout its 75-year history, women have been nominated for Best Director at the Golden Globes only 7 times, and Greta Gerwig still hasn't been nominated." End quote. I know Greta Gerwig's film, Little Women, technically hasn't come out yet, so I have no basis for knowing how good the movie is, but like, come on. I just know in my heart it's good, and I know based on nothing at all that it's the best movie of the year and deserves the directing nomination. I mean, come on. This is a total snub. Alma Harrell, the director of the movie Honey Boy, starring Shia LaBeouf, spoke out against the all-male lineup for Best Director, tweeting, quote, "Good morning to everyone that's writing me about the hashtag Golden Globes. I feel you, but know this, I was on the inside for the first time this year. These are not our people and they do not represent us. Do not look for justice in the awards system. We are building a new world." End quote. Other snubs include Robert De Niro getting nothing for his acting in The Irishman. Ava DuVernay's Netflix show When They See Us got totally snubbed. People are super shocked that Joker got nominated for Best Picture and that Todd Phillips, the director of Joker, got the nom instead of Greta Gerwig. People are also kind of confused about Cate Blanchett getting the nomination for Where'd You Go, Bernadette, a movie that came out this past August but is now kind of just a fading memory after it got some tepid reviews. Oh yeah, and Game of Thrones. This past season was totally unappreciated by the HFPA, who basically said, "I don't know her," to the show's final season. Aside from Kit Harington's acting nom, the show got nothing. Stranger Things and This Is Us both also got ignored this year after being nominated in the past. Okay, and can we swing back around to The Lion King just one more time? Because I can't wrap my head around it. Disney boasted all year long that this movie was live action, but now we're seeing it's nominated as an animated film. I mean, come on. It's almost all computer generated, so that's considered animation, but still, I was surprised to see it in that category. Did Disney submit it as an animated film or what? Well, The Playlist wrote about this anomaly, saying, quote, "Beyoncé earning an original song nomination was a given, but the Disney Studios film earning an animated film nod, wasn't? The Playlist can confirm the studio did not submit it for the Globes in this category, and it's not recognized as such for the Oscars." End quote. On top of being nominated for a Golden Globe for Best Song, Beyoncé is also gracing the January 2020 cover of Elle magazine, and the profile dropped today. In this Elle profile, Beyoncé is photographed by Queen and Slim director Melina Matsoukas, and she's posing in various locations throughout the Crenshaw district of LA. Some highlights of the interview include a moment where Beyoncé confesses to shopping at Target. I mean, you'd have to truly be from outer space to live in America and not shop at Target, am I right? She also talked about having stress. She said, quote, "I think the most stressful thing for me is balancing work and life, making sure I am present for my kids, dropping Blue off at school, taking Rumi and Sir to their activities, making time for date nights with my husband, and being home in time to have dinner with my family, all while running a company can be challenging. Juggling all of those roles can be stressful, but I think that's life for any working mom." End quote. When the interviewer asked Beyoncé, "What question do you hate to answer?" Beyoncé responded, saying she hates getting asked if she's pregnant, adding, quote, get off my ovaries, end quote. The interviewer also asked Beyonce if she ever reacts to negative comments about herself. And Beyonce responded, saying, quote, yes, I'm human. In moments of vulnerability, I try to remind myself I'm strong and I'm built for this. Thank God most of the noise bounces off of me after all these years, end quote. I'm sure every day in the Beyonce household is hectic to a degree, but she's got to be especially busy today. Aside from the Elle cover and her Golden Globe nomination, she also teased her Ivy Park collaboration with Adidas, posting shots of what appeared to be pieces from an upcoming line to her Instagram with the caption, Ivy Park, January 18. The Hollywood Reporter covered this and wrote, quote, the superstar singer joined Adidas as creative design partner in April and, as a part of the deal, moved her Ivy Park athletic clothing line under the umbrella of the German fashion house. She retains ownership of the brand she founded in 2016, end quote. So folks, there you have it. Beyonce, if you can believe it, is a busy woman. I just pray that she has time to go to Target today, you know? Rapper Juice WRLD passed away yesterday after having a medical emergency at Chicago's Midway International Airport. The 21-year-old rapper suffered multiple seizures prior to his death and had, according to a source who spoke with TMZ, taken several unknown pills. Juice WRLD's official cause of death is yet to be determined. Tons of stars have been showing an outpouring of love as they mourn the beloved rapper. Old Town Road singer Lil Nas X actually did a whole tweet thread dedicated to the late Juice WRLD, saying, quote, RIP Juice, so sad how often this is happening lately to young, talented, rising artists. Lil Nas X later added, quote, I usually deal with my sad times in private because I don't like for my fans or family to feel sorry for me. This year had a lot of very high ups and extremely low downs. When you get to that hotel room and it's just you, you do a lot of thinking. Small things become so big. I like to pretend hate and don't get to me, but subconsciously it eats away at me. Feeling like you have the world and knowing it can all go away at any time is scary. With all this being said, I want anybody who cared enough to read this to just live in the moment. Love you guys. End quote. Thanks for tuning in to Celeb News Ride Home. I've been Kate Raft. If you want, you could follow me. I'm at Kate Raft on everything. Thanks to Ride Home Media and my co-producer and engineer, Jack Allison. And hey, tune back in tomorrow, okay? Because we are going to have an all-new episode of Celeb News Ride Home. Thanks and goodbye.